Cheers to savings.
This is News and Information, 570 KLIF.
Sigh.
You okay there, pal?
Not really. See, I'm a zebra, but when everybody hears my gallop, they immediately think, ooh, must be a horse.
That explains the long face.
Haha, not funny.
Look, buddy, I know what you're going through. I'm pulmonary hypertension, but when most people, including doctors, see someone with my symptoms, they think, oh, COPD, or asthma, or obesity, or sleep apnea.
Sounds rough.
It is. In fact, it can take almost 3 years for me to get correctly diagnosed. By then, well, let's just say fatal accurately describes me.
You don't sound very nice.
I'm not. In fact, I'm incurable. I'm in about 34,000 people in this country, about 1,000 here in DFW, including kids.
Someone needs to stop you.
Like who? The Pulmonary Hypertension Association or something?
The Pulmonary Hypertension Association wants you to know November is PH Awareness Month. It's their mission to raise awareness for pulmonary hypertension research. To find out how you can help, visit phassociation.org.
I was joking about that.
KLIF, Dallas-Fort Worth. KLIF FM HD2, Houlton City. KLIF.com.
A Cumulus station.
News, I'm Deirdre Bryant. Black Friday numbers were down. Shoppers spent $11.2 billion, nearly 2% less than last year. But Chris Angel at ShopperTrack says that may be because many people hit the stores on Thanksgiving night.
We think part of that can be attributed to Thursday's earlier openings of some of the larger brands you may have heard of, and some of that revenue being taken off the table earlier on Thursday rather than a traditional Black Friday.
He says when the 2 days are combined, sales will probably top last year. Couch shoppers may have cut into the take at brick-and-mortar stores. IBM says online sales were up more than 17% on Thanksgiving and nearly 21% on Black Friday. On this Small Business Saturday, many people have been supporting local retailers. President Obama turned up at a bookstore in Arlington, Virginia with his daughters.
How's it going, everybody?
I got back more.
The president bought 15 books as gifts for family members. Many people like to give gift cards. On Monday, a bill will be introduced to expand consumer protections.
Gift cards mean easy choices for givers.
I'm sending you a gift card.
And receivers.
Do you know how you're going to use your gift card?
But many have expiration dates or charge fees if they're not redeemed within a year. A bill to prohibit that is expected to be introduced Monday by Senator Richard Blumenthal, Connecticut Democrat. Laws permitting cards to expire after 5 years would be strengthened, but companies filing for bankruptcy would be banned from selling gift cards and required to accept and honor unredeemed cards. The bill would also prevent loyalty, promotion, and award cards from expiring. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Police in Toronto found tens of thousands of toys and donated goods stolen from a Salvation Army warehouse. The items were being sold for profit. It took three tractor trailers to haul away all those items. The Powerball jackpot is $325 million. The drawing in about 2 hours. The game played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. This is ABC News.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to Make-A-Wish, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
This weekend at the Home Depot, Ryobi's OnePlus 18-volt drill and impact driver kit is only $99. It comes with two lithium-ion batteries, a one-hour charger, even a tool bag. A $200 value, only $99. The early bird gets a special buy. So point your sleigh to the Home Depot this weekend. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last through November 28th, U.S. only. See store for details. This Black Friday at the Home Depot, Ryobi's OnePlus 18-volt drill and impact driver kit is only $99. It includes two lithium-ion batteries, a one-hour charger, even a tool bag. A $200 value, $99. The early bird gets a special buy. So point your sleigh to the Home Depot Friday at 5 a.m. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last through November 28th, U.S. only. See store for details.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare log with no copays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
688-9010-4.
...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's time for the Nicole Barrett Show, a fresh, bold, entertaining perspective on hot topics, politics, sports, and health issues. So let's put our hands together for the one, the only Nicole Barrett.
This is Larry Hagman, otherwise known as J.R. Ewing. You're listening to the Nicole Barrett Show, and you ought to listen to this show. It's really good.
And that's me. It's the Nicole Barrett Show. And I'm sure you've heard about the enormous loss of Larry Hagman, known to us as J.R. Ewing. Well, tonight's show will be a tribute to him and his work. Please call us 1-888-787-5543 and share your memories of Larry Hagman, J.R. Ewing. And of course, he started out as Major Nelson on I Dream of Jeannie. So of course, we will talk about that later. But I want to give a shout out to Hamilton Park, because that's where I'm from, and a worldwide shout out to all of the Dallas fans all over the world in the 87 or more countries that have broadcast the show for over 30 years now. Okay, so in tribute to Larry tonight, Cherie Wilson, formerly of Dallas, she played April Stevens on the show. And of course, later on, she was on Walker, Texas Ranger. She will be on the show to talk about her memories of Larry Hagman. And also Audrey Landers, who's a very good friend, and bless her heart, she is at her niece's wedding tonight. So she is going to try and slip out at some point and call in. And I think she'll be able to do it. She's going to try really hard. And she played Afton Cooper, who, of course, was another fabulous, fabulous bombshell on Dallas back in the early days. And she will have, I'm sure, some very special memories of Larry Hagman. Now, Dr. Donna will be here to discuss the cancer that Larry Hagman had. And also, he had a liver transplant back in 1995, I think it was. So we'll learn a little bit more about that. I mean, he went through a lot. He went through a lot in his 81 years, so... He was definitely a champion. I also have a collection of the best of J.R. Ewing moments, so I will be playing those throughout the show. Now, it was very ironic that he passed away only a day or two after we remembered the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. So let's take a look back and remember what first put Dallas on the map.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
course, I'm too young to remember any of that. That happened long before I was born. But I have talked to people who do remember that day very, very well. And what happened after the assassination of President Kennedy here. I've talked to people who said that whenever they traveled anywhere in the world, if they said they were from Dallas, Texas, they would be, I mean, they would be treated like they were terrorists. You know, the first thing people would say would be, oh, you're from where, the place where the president was killed, or you killed the president, or you people killed the president. It was that type of feeling. It was that type of feeling for some time after that. And then in 1978, that all changed. And so we're going to talk about that here in a minute. But we have a caller on the line. We have Yvonne calling. Hello, Yvonne. How are you?
Well, doing very well this evening, except just a little bit sad about Larry. I mean, it's just amazing. We just saw him.
I know, I know. Now, Yvonne Crum, I recognize your voice anywhere, and I know that you were a friend of Larry's, and you knew him years ago. Tell us about your experience with him.
Well, I had lots of different ones. I chaired a couple of events where, one, I chaired the Coco Awards, which was Communicator of the Year Award, was given to Larry, and I want to say maybe 81 or 2, 82 or 3, somewhere in there. I can't remember the exact year. And I've never had a high in my life as to walking in that night, escorting Larry in. And as the chairman, you know, I brought him in, and I was going to give him the award. And walking into that Dallas theme, and, you know, now still, when that theme is played, it's just, it's riveting. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it was the most special moment in my life. But I had some other fabulous experiences with him, Nicole. He was on one of my flights. I was a flight attendant with Braniff, and he had made up all of these $100 bills with his face on them, and South Fork was on the back of it, and it was just like a regular $100 bill, but he got on my flight, and, you know, and I had known him, of course, and it was so fun. That part of it was fun, but also to see him with the passengers. We were on a 747 going to London, and he spent half of the trip back there passing out his $100 bills, and it was just, I mean, just everything he did with such fun and everything, and that twinkle in his eye, which is was just my most fond memory of him, is just that twinkle in his eye.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And yes, we have seen him recently, and I mean, he really seemed like he was glad to be back at work, and he really fits so well into that JR mold. That was a character he truly loved playing, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. And that will be his legacy. The fact that he embraced that, but he had a great thing with their foundation, with the Larry Hagman Foundation. And his logo and motto is "Evil Does Good." And I think that just sums him up perfectly. He took that evilness that the JR had, and is using that foundation to help children. And it's just, I think that will be the thing that he'll be the most remembered for, is that through all of that, he gave back because he knew how fortunate he was to wind up being one of those icons around the world.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much, Yvonne Crum, for calling in. And
well,
we will always
be listening to the rest of the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, Cherie will be calling in soon, and Afton Cooper. And so it will be a great tribute. Thank you so much for calling.
Absolutely. Have a great show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, see, I mean, it's really amazing how he affected all of us on a day-to-day basis. I mean, he was, I can say for firsthand experience, each time I've met him, he has been very warm, very friendly, and he truly, truly loved his Dallas fans. Now, 1978, he was presented with a script for a primetime soap opera, and the interesting thing was that the character of J.R. Ewing was really meant to be a secondary character on the show. If you know the history of Dallas, I myself am a Dallas scholar. But anywho, the show was really about Pam and Bobby to Romeo and Juliet type characters, and the families didn't want them to be together and yada, yada, yada. But throughout the first season, the character of JR just exploded, and that became what everyone knew Dallas to be. It was now a new Dallas. It was big hats, big hair, big money, and big homes. In fact, I think that people thought everyone in Dallas, or everyone in Texas even, was an oil man or a rancher. And it was so, I mean, no matter where you went after that point, you were asked, not if you were from the town of where the president was killed, you were asked, do you know J.R. Ewing? And I think that each and every one of us could say at that point, we almost felt like we did. We're going to take a little break. And when we come back, I am going to play the first part of the best of J.R. Ewing. And also, I think my friend Cherie Wilson will be calling in at some point during the show. And I want to take your calls. Feel free to give us a call and tell us what J.R. Ewing, the show Dallas, meant to you. 1-888-787-5543. It's the Nicole Barrett Show, our tribute to Larry Hagman.
Life changes. Maybe you're getting married and need a new place. Or maybe the kids are all grown and you need a smaller place. No matter what your real estate needs are, call Linda Barrett Neal, Realtor Associate with Allison James Estates and Homes. Linda Barrett Neal has widespread appeal because she understands the Dallas-Fort Worth area. With 12 years of overall experience in the industry, Linda has worked in the Park Cities and Highland Park areas for over 8 years. No matter where you want to live, Linda Barrett Neal will work to get you there. From first-time home buyers to baby boomers and even mature buyers and sellers, whatever your real estate needs, Linda Barrett Neal is there to help make it possible. She'd love to take you house shopping, so give her a call at 214-527-7144 or check her out on LinkedIn or Facebook. Linda Barrett Neal, 214-527-7144. That's 214-527-7144.
As a licensed professional counselor, D. O'Neill works with clients who are looking for comprehensive, confidential, and customized brain health solutions. D. regularly talks to fitness centers and business owners nationwide, educating audiences in general brain health and fitness. D.'s company is Neurocognitive Fitness, and her program is called NeuroFit Now. D. offers clients complimentary consultations to determine how your brain is functioning, determines what your brain performance goals may be, and ultimately sets you up a program to help improve cognitive functions such as mood, attention, and memory, increasing your overall brain performance. NeuroFit Now's services and offerings include brain electrical activity mapping, CogMed working memory training, concussion recovery, and they offer especially important brain health supplements. All programs are evidence-based interventions for improved client outcomes. Contact NeuroFit Now to schedule your complimentary initial consultation. Go to NeuroFitNow.com. That's NeuroFitNow.com. Or call 972-NEURO-TX.
Hi, it's Audrey Landers, and you're listening to The Nicole Barrett Show.
And we are back. You're listening to The Nicole Barrett Show. And it is our tribute to the great Larry Hagman, known to us as J.R. Ewing. And on the line with me is the very lovely, my very wonderful friend. I'm so, so thankful for you taking time out tonight to make this call and share your memories. She was Afton Cooper on the original Dallas series, and we know her also as the lovely Audrey Landers. Hello, Audrey. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Nicole. How are you?
Oh, we're good. We're good. We're a little sad, but we want to definitely, of course, work through our sadness by remembering the great times that we had with this great actor. So why don't you tell us, you know, some of your favorite memories of working with Larry Hagman on the original Dallas? Uh-oh, I think we lost a signal with Audrey. That's okay. We're going to talk through this, and she'll be back on the line for a minute. But she played Afton Cooper on the original Dallas series. And if you knew the Dallas series, Afton was actually the sister-in-law of Lucy Ewing. Lucy married Afton's brother, and so that's how she came on the show. And she, too, was only meant to be on one or two episodes, but she became so popular, and she was so lovely, and she was also a singer. So when the producers heard her sing, they said, okay, we've got to work this into the show. So she ended up staying around, and we are trying to get her back on the line now, and I think we have her. We have her back. Wonderful.
I'm
She's
here.
Back. Hey, Audrey. Thank you.
I don't know what happened.
No, that's okay. That's okay. So tell us what you want to say about Larry and how working with him affected you.
Well, you know, it was a whole life-changing experience. First of all, getting to, you know, one of the great acting experiences of my young days working with Larry. And he was always so wonderful, so professional, so much fun. And, you know, he was an icon. He's a legend. And so I was so privileged and honored to have had that opportunity to work with him. And it's shocking. It's sad. It's hard to believe, because just the kind of man he was and the character that he portrayed, you know, he was invincible. And his own persona was just like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very hard to comprehend, really.
Now, have you talked to Larry in these last few years since you left the show? What was your contact with him like?
Oh, I mean, Larry was, amazingly full of zest and energy and very fit. I mean, you know, he was just, he was JR all the way.
Right. When was the last time you saw him or talked to him? Do you remember?
We've been in touch a little bit, but we saw each other, you know, we spent a little more time at the reunion a couple years ago already. And I was so looking forward to meeting up with him again. Oh, gosh.
I know. It's very sad. It's very sad.
It's so eerily reminiscent, the scenario of what happened with Jim Davis in the first Dallas series.
Yes, Jim Davis. Yes, Jock Ewing.
Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like in the second season or so when he also became ill and passed away. And it was, you know, a shock to everyone. And yet he always had this amazing presence throughout the entire run of the show. Whether he was there or not, his spirit always was strong. And I know, obviously, that's how it's going to be with Larry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Audrey, I know you're at your niece's wedding, and I know she's beautiful because she's got those Landers jeans. So
yeah,
we want to
tonight or tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your memories of Larry. And hey, I still want to see you on the Dallas set this next season, because, you know, we really think the show may go on, and it would be a great tribute to him if it did.
I sure hope so.
Wonderful.
We'll be in touch, that's for sure, Nicole.
Absolutely. You know, I'll talk to you soon. You take care. Tell Judy we said hi.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, hon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was the lovely Audrey Lander. She is absolutely fabulous for calling in. And also, right now, we're going to go to Cherie Wilson, who has been waiting. And it's so ironic. I just talked to Cherie the other week. I played an interview that I had with her last week in which we laughed and talked about, you know, her great times with Dallas and with Larry Hagman. And, of course, she was the lovely April Stevens on the show Dallas. And she is also was a very good friend of Mr. Hagman. So, Cherie, how are you?
Well, Nicole, we were laughing and giggling and eating pizza the last interview, mm-hmm. and it's definitely a different moment. But I will have to say, what a gift. I mean, Larry is my treasured friend for the moment I stepped on the set, and I had the privilege. I think I spent every weekend of filming life at their house in Malibu, and we became very close personal friends, as well as just my respect and awe for his talents and his... I mean, he's such an artist in every venue. There wasn't anything that he couldn't do. I mean, as a comedian, as the villain, as, you know, a musician, as it's just everything in his world was, it was all about the creative and all about the fun and all about the play. And he was truly Peter Pan's son. He never wanted to grow up. He was just as charming and impish and full of life. He has on his mirror, etched in his mirror, you know, every morning when he woke up, it says, "Don't worry, be happy, feel good." And that's how he lived his life.
Mm.
He was just the happiest person I knew. He was just pure joy to be around and creative play. And that's what he created on the set as well as in his life. Mm. And I just had the privilege of sharing so many rich memories. He, Linda, Patrick, those three are the Three Musketeers. They are the bond of the Three Musketeers, best friends for 35 years. But, you know, coming on as somebody in years 7 to 13, you know, I was really thinking, oh my gosh, I grew up, you know, I started watching him in high school. I was so intimidated at first, you know, I was so anxious. And first person I met was Larry on the set. "Hey, honey, you know your jokes?" "Nope." He goes, "Yeah, your lines." I'm like, "Oh yes, of course I know my lines. I know my lines. I know your lines. I know everybody's lines. I memorized them all." He was just, he goes, "Great, then let's go have a great time." And that's pretty much what we did all the time.
Mm. Now, the last time you saw Larry, was that on your last trip here a week ago? Was that the last time you saw him?
Yes, had the privilege of spending a whole week with Larry. He agreed to be the honorary chairman of the White Bridal Society, something near and dear to my heart, that he was so supportive of. And we arrived in Dallas, went to his one-man show. We took his Airstream down to Tyler, Texas. I got to see his one-man show down in Tyler, Texas. We had a fabulous lunch, fabulous dinner. We hung out, got to see a show. He was hysterical in it. I learned so much about his life that I didn't even know, surprisingly, from this fantastic show. And, you know, we got home at 1 o'clock in the morning. He had to be back on the set the next. He never stopped loving what he did. He was doing his one man show. He's back on the set of Dallas. He was as happy as I've ever seen him, and he was just, you know, that's everything was grand. Everything was grand. And he did, in fact, come to, you know, he was holding court, as only he can do, walking the red carpet on Thursday night on the 15th at the White Bridal event, and took pictures with every single person that asked.
Yes, he did. And several with me.
You've got some, I know. You do, especially with you.
Yes.
But no, he's just magnanimous, made a ginormous donation with Lisa Blue from his foundation to White Bridal. His, you know, it's just his love, his generosity. He just shared his spirit, his happiness, and it was just infectious in the world, and especially when you were a treasured friend. So yes, unfortunately, the next day I left for LA. We had had a fabulous, you know, time, many times that whole week. I got to spend quality time with him. And unfortunately, the next day was when he had gone in for a test and got an infection and was hospitalized the very next day. And here it is a week later, and he's gone. So,
Right. I know. It's very, very hard. Now, I know it may be too soon, but do we know anything about any arrangements being made or anything being planned here or in L.A.?
They're being planned in both Dallas and Los Angeles. I was speaking to Preston and Christina, his son and his daughter, this morning. And yes, they are working on a memorial service out at South Fork. It will not, unfortunately, be open to the public. It is for the cast and the crew and family and friends and all of his, he has tremendous friends and family and supporters in Dallas. It's just not going to be a free-for-all. And then there's going to be a very intimate gathering in Santa Monica. That's what I know thus far, but they're going to finalize some plans tomorrow, and we'll talk tomorrow, and we're everybody's working diligently on putting that all together.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Now,
and it's got to be in grand fashion because he would expect nothing else.
I'm telling you.
He's a man of 10,000 hats, and you know, every weekend he would put 100 flags. Beautiful, colorful flags in the sand at the beach in Malibu, and he would start up and get his. He was the Pied Piper. He would get out his flute, and he would put on a hat and give everybody a different hat, and the whole beach would come and pick up a flag and do a parade up and down. And then he'd put a gorilla suit on and go to the grocery store to, you know, get stuff for the barbecue. I mean, he was just an eccentric. You broke the mold with this one.
No doubt.
Definitely going to be missed.
No doubt about that. Well, now, have you had a chance to speak with Patrick Duffy or Linda Gray, and how are they holding up? Because I understand they were actually at his bedside. Is that true when he passed?
Absolutely, yes. The thing is that Larry did this exactly the way he wanted. He planned this to a T. He had his entire family gathered. This is his son, his daughter, and all of his grandchildren. Everybody was there. Linda was there. Patrick was there. They were joking. They were laughing. They were cutting up. He's like, now that I've gathered you all here, he closes his eyes, and he drifts off. And Patrick is like, Larry, you have to upstage me again? He did it so everybody was happy, everybody was comfortable, everybody was laughing. And he knew he wasn't getting over this infection. And, you know, he passed in the most beautiful, elegant, gentle way. And they, you know, his family said it was beyond beautiful. It was just perfect.
Now, his wife, Madge, was she here or is she still in the coast?
No. Mai is...
Mai, I'm sorry.
Mai is, yeah, it's Mai. She is here. She couldn't travel because of her own health issues, but family is flying back tonight to be with her, and I send my love to all the family, and there's nothing more important than family and love and being with those that you do love, and Larry was surrounded, and so he went out in the glory and in the grace of love of his family, love of his best friends, and gently drifted back home.
There you go. Now he's with his mother. Mm-hmm. Okay, Cherie, thank you so much. And I can truly say I witnessed firsthand the admiration that you and Larry shared for each other, and definitely the beautiful way you worked together. But the friendship that you and he had was just beautiful, and it is just priceless. So you're very fortunate to have had that. I'm telling you.
Yes, I am. I am just, my gratitude is, it doesn't even, it cannot be contained. And so he just made the world a better place, and certainly my life.
Well, wonderful. That is so good to know. Cherie Wilson, you will always be April Stevens to me, and I'm sure to Larry, too. You always were. Now, on a personal note, will you still be in L.A. when I come out next week? I hope so.
I absolutely will be.
Okay,
and
wonderful.
I look forward to seeing you.
Yes, we're going to toast Larry after, this is all settled in and we can allow those good memories to take over. We're going to, next time we see each other, we're going to smile and we're going to toast JR.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We want nothing more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Okay, and I'll talk to you soon. You stay strong.
All right.
And tell the family we are thinking of them.
I will. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. We are going to take a quick break. I'm probably over time by now, but I just can't stop. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and I think Dr. Donna will be up next. But actually, before I talk to Donna, I may come back and do the first part of my best of J.R. Ewing. And I have to tell you, I found some priceless, priceless moments. I'm going to take you back. You're going to love this. It's the Nicole Barrett. It's all about J.R. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for the future? Wouldn't you like to know that you are? Most people never take the time to sit down with a professional to discuss what estate planning is all about. Most people have talked about drawing up a will or trust, but never get around to it. Most people would be interested in knowing more about setting up a trust for their children, but they let that thought fade away. Don't be most people. Be proactive and responsible for the legacy you pass on. Attorney James C. Harvey can take care of your legal needs. James C. Harvey is a proud graduate of SMU Law School and has over 40 years of legal experience in North Texas, representing folks just like you. Attorney James C. Harvey works quickly and effectively to satisfy your needs, and he'll give you the comfort that you've done everything possible to plan for the future. Call James C. Harvey, attorney, at 214-213-0811. That's 214-213-0811. And put your mind at ease. Physical gold is the missing link in most portfolios today. Find out how gold and silver prices will go in 2013. Listen to The Gold Show with Jonathan Rose this Sunday at 4 p.m. or call for your free Insider's Gold and Silver Guide at 800-510-9594.
People are always talking about computers being hacked. What about websites? Did you know that hundreds of thousands of websites get hacked each year? What if your site was hacked and you lost all your data, assets, and your customers' private information was stolen? How fatal would that be for your business? Hub Media Marketing and Consulting can help by preventing all of this from happening and much more. In fact, they can also help you manage your online reputation. Got some bad reviews about you and your business? Do you want more raving reviews from your customers? Don't find your website has been hacked after it's too late. Reach out to Hub Media Marketing and Consulting today. To set up your complimentary consultation, call 214-785-2420 or email them at info@hubmediamarketing.com. Write this down, 214-785-2420 or info@hubmediamarketing.com. Let Hub Media Marketing and Consulting protect your company from cybercrime. Call 214-785-2420 or email them at info@hubmediamarketing.com.
This is Cherie J. Wilson, formerly on Dallas, soon to be back, and you are listening to The Nicole Barrett Show.
Okay, we are back. Now, before the break, I told you that I picked out some of the, what I think are just some of the most priceless J.R. Ewing moments, and I put them together in a collection. So here for the first couple of minutes of this segment, here are my favorite J.R. Ewing moments.
You seem mighty happy with yourself tonight, J.R. You managed to evict some widows today?
You keep drinking like that, you're going to be evicted onto a trash heap, dear.
I'm amazed you're not a better loser. After all the experience you've had.
I just want you to know, JR, I'm gonna nail you.
Now, haven't you noticed? You gotta be a man to play in my league.
Pamela, how's your daddy?
Well, he's really very sick. Thank you, Lucy.
You mean drunk? A lot of that going around.
Hey, hold on, Ray. You're just a hired hand around here. Don't try to shift the blame on me.
Well, everybody can see that she's cracking up. And surely, and who can blame her? I mean, she finds out that her daddy, Digger Barnes, is no relation at all. And her real father is a saddle tramp and a thief, and her mother's a whore. Now, who could find it in their heart to hate that poor little girl, huh? Could you?
Tell me, J.R., which slut are you going to stay with tonight?
What difference does it make? Whoever it is, it's got to be more interesting than the slut I'm looking at right now. I'm going to bring Bobby down. I'm going to cut him out if I have to destroy Ewing all to do it. Marriage is not always a bed of roses. Isn't that right, fam? No? Nobody here but us rich folks.
Well, he is money safe, JR.
Oh, I know it. Pays to have Ewing blood in your veins, no matter how I got there. No one of you cares so much for Sue Ellen. She's just like your mother. Another drunken slut who ran away.
You slime. You make me sick.
Keep out of my way, Pamela, or I'll destroy you.
What do you like in your coffee?
Bourbon.
Well, you have a very perverse way of looking at what's right and wrong, honey. Well, I suppose that's to be expected from the illegitimate child of a ranch foreman and a stepdaughter of the town drunk.
Yeah.
Mr. Ewing, there's a Mr. Cliff Barnes here to see you.
Who?
Cliff Barnes.
Tell him to get lost.
Yes, that was JR. He was always, well, let's just say he did not mince words. He said it just the way it was. And it wasn't always just the script. Those were just the words on paper. It was Larry Hagman that made them come to life. Well, right now we've got Dr. Donna. And she is here. I hope she's here. I hear a dial tone. Maybe she's coming back, but okay, maybe she's coming back. But Dr. Donna will be here to talk to us about the cancer. Okay, the cancer and also the liver transplant. There was a lot going on with Larry Hagman these last few years. So, hi, Donna, how are you?
Hi, can I tell you something?
Please.
I'm laughing after hearing those comments.
I know. Aren't they fabulous?
He is the devil. Oh, my God, what a bad boy.
Oh, honey.
You know what's terrible?
Those were the nice ones.
I think of him as I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh, I know. Oh, honey, don't believe me. I haven't forgotten about Major Nelson. We've got something from Major Nelson towards the end of the show. That is for sure. That is for sure. But isn't it a sad day for Texas?
It's a horrible day for the world because can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
When I was in college, I took a trip around the world, and I, thanks to my father, who was very smart and told me, this is your last time to do this before medical school and getting a real life. And I learned many, many things, and my goal is now to help the world become a better place. But everywhere I went, people said, do you know JR? Have you been to Southport? Do you ride horses? Do you have cows? And mm-hmm. do you drink a lot of vodka and scotch? And do you have a gun? And it's so funny because, I mean, anywhere, even small places in the world, know who J.R. Ewing is.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm telling you, I don't think there has ever been a fictional character more alive, more real. He was a fictional character that was so real. Now, he was very honest and open about his history. We know that during those early Dallas years, he was a very heavy drinker, much like his character. And now, what did that do to him?
We have two problems. He said he would put scotch, literally, he said this out loud to many, many interviewers. He would put scotch in his cereal and he would start drinking champagne at 9 a.m. Mm. Can you imagine how bad he felt? But it wasn't just that. He would drink, he drank that and he drank other hard alcohol. He would smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day.
Mm.
And then in 1995, when he had a liver tumor, which looked malignant, and he got a liver transplant. And this was mostly due to drinking and hard alcohol. And, you know, it's really hard to do that to yourself. Most liver transplants and liver tumors are due to having hepatitis, hemochromatosis, I mean, other liver diseases that cause you to have liver abnormalities plus heavy drinking. And he did this alone by heavy drinking. He got a liver transplant, and then he said, you know what, I'm going to start smoking marijuana because that makes me get the high from alcohol and smoking, and I can do it with one easy task. The problem is marijuana has its own set of side effects, you know, which includes throat cancer, esophageal cancer, stomach cancer, liver cancer, pancreatic cancer, just like alcohol and tobacco. And as you know, Colorado and the Washington state have approved smoking marijuana for recreational purposes, which I don't agree with. But anyway, everybody has their own set of demons and their own things to deal with. But this is a wonderful man who, due to self-induced behavior, I think, did himself in.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me about the throat cancer. I mean, that sounds just horrific. I mean, it's interesting, though, because his voice never seemed to change. I mean, he seemed to, I mean, there were no signs of having a tracheotomy or anything like that.
Yes. And when he announced his throat cancer in October of 2011, he said it was stage 2, mm-hmm. which meant it was only in the throat and not in the lymph nodes. But obviously it was elsewhere, or he wouldn't be where he is today. It had spread. Drinking hard alcohol damages everything where the alcohol touches, mm-hmm. from your lips all the way through your intestines to your rectum. You can even get rectal cancer from drinking lots of hard alcohol.
Okay, let me just go on record. That's what Farrah Fawcett died of, rectal cancer. And I just have to say, you know, I thought she got it some other kind of way. Okay.
That's different. That's different.
Oh.
We also know that human papillomavirus, which causes cervical cancer, causes a lot of rectal cancer because that HPV virus, and by the way, on a side note, we now know that 20% of all cancers are caused by viruses. So back to cervical and rectal cancer, those areas are kind of like all touching each other.
Mm-hmm.
That HPV virus can cause cervical cancer, travel to your rectum and cause rectal cancer. And by the way, I have a 33-year-old patient with rectal cancer from human papillomavirus. But we talked about this recently, oral sex, which kids especially think is not sex. They're like, oh, that's not sex, no big deal. Oral sex, if you get human papillomavirus, can cause throat and esophageal and lung cancer.
Mm.
So I'm sorry for the deviation, but it's very important for our listeners to know and tell their family and their children, grandchildren, that, you know.
Absolutely. That's a no-no.
There's an HPV vaccine out there for all kids.
Okay.
And adults that are sexually active.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, the cancer itself, you said that it would have spread. Oh, Cherie just informed us. Cherie Wilson was just on. She said that he contracted an infection of some kind, and she said that he knew he would not be able to beat the infection. So, when you have a cancer,
when you have cancer like that, and you get an infection on top, you can get a tracheostomy, or right there at the base of your neck, and if you touch your neck at the base, you can feel like two little hard spots of your bones.
Mm-hmm.
We can put a tube in there to help you breathe. And he chose, I think, and I don't know him. Okay, I was not his doctor. It looks like what he chose was to say, you know what, I don't want to do that. That'll ruin my future of my career. Do I want to breathe through a breathing tube? His wife has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2008.
Oh, bless her heart. Okay.
I mean, he has lived a beautiful, wonderful life on his terms. And I think what he's done is say, I'm going to go out on my terms.
That's
and I respect
right.
that completely. We should all be able to do that if possible.
Absolutely. And that's what he did. Okay, well, Donna, we have to go to break. But before I let you go, I have about 30 seconds. And you know I'm always trying to get a freebie in. I have a little bit of a sore throat. So how can I clear this up? Should I do orange juice, grape juice?
No, avoid all sugar.
Oh, no.
Sugar feeds bacteria and infection.
Mm.
When you eat a lot of sugar or drink a lot of sugar in any form or, you know, in any form, even red wine, there's sugar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And orange juice has a lot of sugar fortified in it. Avoid sugar, gargle with salt water. And we try to avoid antibiotics if we can, because your body has its own immune system to do whatever it can do to fight infection always. So don't put antibiotics off till the last minute when you're sick and have a fever of 102, but we try to do natural things first. Get a good night's sleep, gargle with salt water. Salt is a natural anti-inflammatory. And then, you know, I'm always here for you.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to do that.
Can
salt
I say
water.
One more thing really quickly?
Yes, absolutely.
About a study this week, it'll be really fast. There was a wonderful study published this week saying that if you go to any house of worship, even if it says, I don't worship, but I'm meeting with people that are atheists, you're going to live another 8 years.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
That's wonderful.
We'll
that's good to know.
In the future, but... Isn't that interesting? We
yes.
should all think about that.
Yeah, that's important. Absolutely. And that's I firmly believe that. So we need to check into a house of worship tomorrow. Okay, Donna, thank you so much.
Night.
I will be talking to you soon.
Okay,
we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I will have, of course, more of the best of J.R. Ewing. And we're going to wrap up our tribute to this great, great American icon. It's the Nicole Barrett Show. We'll be right back.
Legacy Arts, Coins, and Collectibles is Fort Worth's newest art gallery with artwork from regionally and nationally acclaimed artists. At Legacy Arts, Coins, and Collectibles, you'll find all types of artwork, from abstract to pet portraits. Let Legacy Arts, Coins, and Collectibles be your one-stop shopping for artwork and collectibles. Collectibles include sports memorabilia, like autographed baseballs and signed boxing gloves. Legacy also offers rare gold and silver coins for both investments and gifts for grads. Right now, Legacy is buying precious metals and offers the best prices for your old gold, silver, and estate jewelry. Do you have a group of friends who meets every week? Legacy Arts, Coins, and Collectibles will also host your gold and silver parties for your church, congregation, or nonprofit organization. Legacy Arts, Coins, and Collectibles is located on the historic bricks of Camp Bowie Boulevard, right next to legendary Kincaid's Hamburgers. Like them on Facebook or visit online at legacyartsandcoins.com. That's legacyartsandcoins.com.
Our sister station 1310 The Ticket is back with more big name sports celebrities in February 2013 at the Irving Convention Center as we're set for ticket stock. Get your company face to face with thousands of people during this 2-day event. We will customize a plan for you to promote, sample, sell product, and meet new customers for your business. Contact Alec Drake, General Sales Manager of The Ticket, by calling 214-520-4305 or email alec.drake@cumulus.com and join us in February 2013 for the 19th year of ticket stock. Call 214-520-4305 to reserve your space now.
As a licensed professional counselor, D. O'Neill works with clients who are looking for comprehensive, confidential, and customized brain health solutions. D. regularly talks to fitness centers and business owners nationwide, educating audiences in general brain health and fitness. D.'s company is Neurocognitive Fitness, and her program is called NeuroFit Now. D. offers clients complimentary consultations to determine how your brain is functioning, determines what your brain performance goals may be, and ultimately sets you up a program to help improve cognitive functions such as mood, attention, and memory, increasing your overall brain performance. NeuroFit Now's services and offerings include brain electrical activity mapping, CogMed working memory training, concussion recovery, and they offer especially important brain health supplements. All programs are evidence-based interventions for improved client outcomes. Contact NeuroFit Now to schedule your complimentary initial consultation. Go to NeuroFitNow.com. That's NeuroFitNow.com. Or call 972-NEUROTX.
This is Larry Hagman, otherwise known as J.R. Ewing. You're listening to the Nicole Barrett Show, and you ought to listen to this show. It's really good.
And we are back. Yes, I'll never tire of hearing Larry Hagman give his stamp of approval to the Nicole Barrett Show. And as I promised, I have more of the best of J.R. Ewing.
I'm putting you on notice, Barnes.
Oh?
I'm going to destroy you. Oh, Barnes, you just get dumber and dumber every day. You have succeeded in becoming the perfect failure. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. From
now, I'm sorry Ray isn't here.
Well, Ray was always uncomfortable eating with the family. I mean, after all, we do use knives and forks. Oh, I'd like to, Dave. I really would. But somebody's got to mind the store. You see, my daddy and I handed the reins of Ewing Oil over to an amateur once before and almost lost the whole shooting match. From now on, my life is going to be strictly monogamous. Real happy to hear you're working with Mary Lee Stone.
Are you?
Try not to write any checks on her money. I wouldn't want you to ruin her company like you did your mama's.
Ray just doesn't have the strength of character of a real Ewing.
Oh, of course, that's understandable in his case, you know.
Gary's coming in?
Well, that's nothing like a little inheritance. Get a man to come back home.
Well, Gary and Ray.
Well, what's a family for if it can't take care of us losers?
All I'm saying is I'm glad that Mama didn't schedule another voting meeting. The only way we'd get Ray there to vote his shares is to hold it in the bar.
What were you doing in the south of France with Mark Grayson holding hands? Now tell me, was Mark Grayson the only one? Or did you try a few Frenchmen just because you were there?
Everybody warned me about doing business with you.
Well, maybe they were right. Hello, Pam. Hey, weren't you here a couple of months ago? You're not going to make a habit out of this, are you?
Barnes, you're as dumb as your daddy used to be. You're going to bankrupt your mama's company and wind up just like your daddy. A drunk and a bum.
How nice. You're concerned about my happiness.
Oh, no, I don't give a damn about you or your happiness, honey, but I do care about what's good for me.
And that said it best. That was J.R. Ewing. And you know what? He didn't care about anybody but himself. And we all cared about him. Oh, it has been a great show, of course, paying tribute to a real Texan. And when I say real Texan, let's remember that Larry Hagman was born right in Weatherford, Texas, to the wonderful Mary Martin, who had him at 17. And she eventually left him with her mother so that she could follow her dream of being a star. And she was. She was one of the greatest Broadway actresses of our time. She was also Peter Pan. We have to acknowledge Peter Pan. Okay, so it was really, this is really where his roots began, and he always honored the Texas tradition. So, of course, the Nicole Barrett Show's champ of the week is Larry Hagman. It has been a great show, and we will always remember that twinkle in his eye. So, Larry, wherever you are, I just say good night, darling. Okay, and also, good night, Nana. But before we go, let's remember Major Nelson when he picked up that bottle and out popped that gorgeous genie. See you next week.
Are you ready for the future? Wouldn't you like to know that you are? Most people never take the time to sit down with a professional to discuss what estate planning is all about. Most people have talked about drawing up a will or trust, but never get around to it. Most people would be interested in knowing more about setting up a trust for their children, but they let that thought fade away. Don't be most people. Be proactive and responsible for the legacy you pass on. Attorney James C. Harvey can take care of your legal needs. James C. Harvey is a proud graduate of SMU Law School and has over 40 years of legal experience in North Texas, representing folks just like you. Attorney James C. Harvey works quickly and effectively to satisfy your needs, and he'll give you the comfort that you've done everything possible to plan for the future. Call James C. Harvey, attorney, at 214-213-0811. That's 214-213-0811. And put your mind at ease.
People are always talking about computers being hacked. Well, what about websites? Did you know that hundreds of thousands of websites get hacked each year? What if your site was hacked and you lost all your data, assets, and your customers' private information was stolen? How fatal would that be for your business? Hub Media Marketing and Consulting can help by preventing all of this from happening and much more. In fact, they can also help you manage your online reputation. Got some bad reviews about you and your business? Do you want more raving reviews from your customers? Don't find your website has been hacked after it's too late.